I Learn Balance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I Learn Balance. We can go through life in all of its many vicissitudes and enjoy it or be confused by it or whatever we may choose to be. And as we go through life, we find all of its turmoil, all of its travail. Our teachers teach us life's turmoil. But I have learned from it love, peace, and joy. I have learned from life's turmoil love, peace, and joy. I learn balance. Now, how do I go about learning balance? I learn balance by listening within myself, by tuning in to my inner self and knowing who and what I am. A family called the other day and told me that they lost their child. They lost their little daughter. And their daughter had been with them only for several months. And then she passed away. And they were heartbroken. And they said, "What can we do not to be so heartbroken? What can we do to let our daughter go?" And I said, "Don't let your daughter go. Instead of letting your daughter go, realize that your daughter came to your household for a very special purpose. She, as a member of your family, is a very special person and a very wonderful person, somebody very ideal, very special indeed. Now, you'll never let her go, because it's like any learning situation. It comes to us, and we keep it, and we use it all the days of our life. And so, when a child comes into our family, or an adult leaves our family, or a child leaves our family, we don't hold on to them. We let them go, and we say, "Thank you for being in my family. Thank you for coming to my household. Thank you for being in my world. You have allowed me to share love in ways that I never dreamed I would share." Because a parent to a child is very special. It's so special because it's something my flesh, something of my choice, of my being, something of who I am and who I really care about. Yes? That's what it's all about, and that's how it's all about. Now, how do we handle that? How do we work with something that comes in and is a training tool for us and then goes on? A child is a training tool? Oh, yes. We are a training tool for the child, and the child is a training tool for us. It is an opportunity for us to grow, to understand, to love, to be loved, to balance ourselves in such a beautiful, wonderful way that we have love and peace and joy out of every moment of our expression. Now, rather than saying I was a poor parent and I'm sort of unhappy about it and I'm telling the world, "I lost my child, I'm a poor parent, I've lost my child," you are not a poor parent. You are a very good parent. You brought the child into your life in the first place. Now, it's not just your choice. The child made a choice to come into your family and be part of your family for whatever its growth experience is and is now finished. People who are in your family, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, children, and grandparents, they're in your family not because you are supposed to do something to them, not because you're supposed to make their life better, but because they make your life better. They give you an opportunity to be so wonderful and so fantastic and so joyous. They give you an opportunity to know exactly what you're doing, to know exactly how you're living, to know exactly what you're being. And you're not unhappy about that. Now, my cat just jumped here in front of me, walking across my keyboard, walking in front of the microphone here, putting her tail up in front of my face, trying to get my attention, wanting my attention. I say, "Not now. I'm doing something else." Now, it's not that I don't love you. It's not that I don't think you're the most wonderful cat that ever could be. It's just that right now I'm doing something else. So I set you aside. So I picked her up and threw her over on the couch. And she landed there, and she walked around, and she went off to do other things. She is living her life in the now. She's living her life in the present moment, and she's doing a beautiful job of it. Now, is she unhappy at me for throwing her over on the couch? No. I didn't throw her with anger. I threw her with love. I just tossed her over there so she could go over there and be on the couch. And indeed, she's on the couch. And she's having a wonderful time on the couch, just doing her thing, just being herself, and just walking her own way. Now she's on the floor. Now she's walking around the room. Now she's doing all the things that turn her on and make her happy. You see, every moment of life is a moment that we treasure. Every moment of life is a moment of love, peace, and joy. It's a moment of balance. It's a moment where we live to the fullest that moment. Now, that moment may be just a moment indeed. It may be an hour, a day, a week, a month, a year. It may be a lifetime. But it doesn't matter, because every single moment of our life, we live meaningfully. We live wonderfully. We live happily. We live joyfully. We don't live that, oh dear, we've lost our child. No, we didn't lose our child. Our child came to us to be with us for the period of time that it's with us, and now it's off on another adventure. It's off on another activity. We haven't lost it. We have gained it because that child came to be in our family, in our world, in our life. Our grandparents came to be in our world, in our life, not because they're going to die, not because they're going to live forever, but because they're going to live that moment that they're with us. Now, we say, if you love your father so much, why don't you spend more time with him? Why do you go off and do your own thing? Why do you go off and get a job and go into another city and go into another world and not even write to your father and not even send him letters or send him telephone calls and not even talk to him? Why don't you do that? Well, that's not our job. Our job is to live our life as wonderfully as we have no attachments. We are not attached to our children, our father, our parents, our family. We're not attached to anyone. We have them in our life because they're a joy. Now, when Dad comes for a visit, or you go to visit your dad, or your mom, or your family, wherever they may be, from wherever you are, you go there not because you possess them, but because you find it a joyous, balancing experience. You find it a wonderful experience. And then, after you're there for a day or less, you go away again. And perhaps you never heard of for another year or two, or maybe longer. That doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you live each moment at the moment. My teacher taught me life's turmoil, and I have learned from it love and peace and joy. I have learned from it balance. I have learned from it that I am who I am. Now, I am no less because I don't visit with my parents every single moment of their life. I am no less because I don't climb on the backs of my children and tell them exactly what to do every moment of their life. I am no less for not being who I really am. I am who I am at all times, and I am that fully and wonderfully, and I am that balanced. And so every time I think of my father or my mother, I think of them with joy. Every time I think of my little sister who lived in our family for just 3 weeks and then she moved on to another dimension, and I hardly got to know her, but she lived with us for 3 weeks. Now, what were those 3 weeks for? Why did she choose to come in our family for just 3 weeks? Why did she choose to get us, make us all fall in love with her and then run away again? Well, this is what everything in life does. It makes us fall in love with it, and then it runs away to do its own thing, to live its own life, to be its own dimension. We all are like this. We all are wonderful, beautiful, fantastic beings. We don't own or owe anything to anyone except to be ourselves. To be ourselves and have fun. To be ourselves and love every single creation we have in our world, whether it's a three-week child or whether it's a 100 and 200-year-old relative or parent or whomever. And when we're living with our 200-year-old relative, we too rise into that 200-year level, and we live to be 300. And we live lives that are so filled with drama and dramatic experiences. Oh, we have troublesome experiences that we wish never happened, and we have happy experiences that we'd like more of. But we don't think about the troublesome experiences, and we don't think about the happy experiences. We think about the now experiences, and we live each moment now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order. That's the only thing that matters in your life and in my life and in the world. My teacher has taught life's turmoil, and I have learned from it love and peace and joy, and I have learned from my life balance and happiness. And every moment I live in bliss. I live in happiness. I live in joy. And there's no past moment, there's no future moment, there's no moment to come or just done. The only moment is the moment I'm living in right now. And I am the happiest, most fulfilled, most blessed being on the face of the earth. And all the beings on the face of the earth are created by me, and they're blessed too. They're blessed too with all my joy, with all my balance, with all my love. Join me as I live a life so filled with all that is good and beautiful. Join me as I know there's no tomorrow, and I know there's no yesterday. There's only the now. Join me in this now of perfect balance, of perfect love, of perfect joy, of perfect peace, and know that it is done.